is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I wish I had some audio to play for you today. It's been so hectic this afternoon, I haven't had a chance to put anything like that together. That takes some time, and I just have not had it. There's been a lot that's gone down today here in Keene, New Hampshire. I realize there's been a lot of news out of Keene within the last couple of weeks, but there's been a lot of news out of Keene, and we've been involved in it. So, of course, you guys are still welcome to call in about what you want at 800-259-9231, but otherwise, I'm going to kind of just clue you in to what went down today, and it had absolutely nothing to do with the now well over a week and a half length celebrations, the 420 cannabis celebrations that have been going on here in Keene on a daily basis. What happened today had nothing to do with that. It was all over and done with, I think, about an hour before the 420 thing happened, and of course the 420 thing went down and was fine. No one was arrested there. But there was an arrest earlier in the day, and that was the arrest of Kurt Hoffman. We've talked about Kurt in the past. He was arrested previously for rolling through a stop sign and not coming to a complete stop. Now, most people aren't arrested for that particular crime, but he was arrested because when the cop approached the car, he did not hand over a license or registration, and that's the reason why he was arrested. He was also arrested for disorderly conduct, so-called. The day that you were being taken away in handcuffs, Sam is with us here from ObscuredTruth.com. Mark here, of course, as well. But the day you were arrested in the Keene Court lobby for recording on your video camera in a public place, it was Kurt. He was one of the six people that stayed there to care about you, to show you that because that you'd been dragged off screaming as they were harming you into another room. They had heard you screaming, and they wanted to stay there to monitor, to make sure that you were going to be okay, since they weren't allowed into the room to actually stand there physically and monitor the situation. But they were ordered out. They refused to leave at that point, and all six of them were arrested. At this point, five of the six have gone through trial. One of them ended up going to jail. The charges were dropped on some others. The other one was found. What happened with Nick? Was this not guilty?
Not guilty, yes.
Found not guilty. So there are all kinds of results, even though all six were charged with the same crime for doing the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. The results were completely different in most of their cases. In Kurt's case, that's why he was here today at Keene District Court for a trial based on that disorderly conduct charge, which came, that was back in April, I think, mid-April when that happened. So it was the disorderly conduct charge, so-called, which is just one of their favorites. They'll hit you with that any old time they want to. And then there was the rolling through the stop sign and the no driver's license / registration thing. That's why he was in court today. Now, this is the same judge, Judge Burke, who put you in jail, Kurt, or Sam, whoever you are, Sam, Kurt. And we're all part of this wonderful movement up here called the Free State Project. We'll tell you more about that in a moment. But the same judge who put me in a jail cell, the same judge who has lost his mind on video camera, which you can see that footage over at the Free Keene YouTube channel, he was pretty frustrated today. I arrived at the courtroom a little bit late, so I didn't get to see the entire proceedings, and I didn't notice that anybody was recording the entire proceedings, so I don't know if they will be available. I did bring my audio recorder, and I did begin recording, so hopefully I caught some audio of the proceedings, but it's hard to hear what the judge says from, or the man in the robe, rather, from as far back as I was sitting. I was in the first row, so I was as close as I could be, but you know, I'm not sure how it turned out. But basically what was happening was Kurt was essentially attempting to have a conversation with Edward Burke, the man in the robe. And Burke doesn't like that very much.
No, a lot of times he'll just get up and leave the room if you don't want to answer exactly what he says, or if you don't understand it and want to ask him a question.
Right, and Kurt didn't understand, and he did want to ask questions. He wanted, normally when you're in the possession of these people calling themselves government, the enforcers and the court people, they'll ask you things like, do you understand? And Kurt was saying he didn't understand. But that's apparently not acceptable to this man in the robe, as it was not when I was back in the secret chamber when they arrested me for contempt of court, and I told him that I didn't understand their system and I didn't understand their rules, and I don't. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not trained in this stuff. I don't understand. And so that's what Kurt was telling him today, and the judge basically just, you know, said, well, I don't care. You're under arrest for contempt of court. 180 days in jail.
That's crazy. Now, my question is this, Ian. What if, what if you happened to be the judge here? You were slated to do that, and the defendant just kept on saying, I don't understand. I mean, are you going to say, oh, well, I guess they don't understand our court procedures. I'm going to have to let them go. I mean, it isn't a magic cure-all, right?
I would hope that as a judge, I would only be hearing cases that have victims.
You could choose to do that. And I would I would support you in choosing to do that. I'm just wondering, suppose you get a raving madman killer in front of you, but he keeps on saying the magic words, I don't understand. No, I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm not a lawyer. I don't understand. No, what do you mean by person? What do you mean by possession? Whatever these terminologies are.
It's my understanding that it's the judge's role to help walk people through this process.
Sure,
they're
but what if they keep on claiming they don't understand?
Oh, maybe they don't understand because the judges have taken and created this alternate language called legalese, Mark. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hey, is he to blame because these people have usurped the language right out from under him and are using it against him?
Look,
shouldn't they have to answer these questions, or should it just be that you go in there and hear a bunch of words that you think you may have an idea of what's going on, but you have no clue?
I agree.
They are tricking you. They are shysters who are trying to cheat you out of your time and your money and just railroad you right through the process. Now shut up and do what we tell you.
I cannot disagree with that. That's absolutely what appears to be happening. However, at the same time, there's got to be a point where you stop explaining to the defendant what's going on, right? I mean,
yeah, I see where you're coming from, Mark, in that if you actually had a case with a victim, like some murderer or something like that, who was claiming he didn't understand.
I'm not saying that Kurt's guilty of doing anything here. He appears to have been guilty of no more than sticking around and waiting to see what happened with his friend.
I see where you're coming from on that. And I think that when it comes to somebody who's been violent in that particular case, I still believe that the judge should take the time to explain the proceedings.
Sure.
That was not done. That is not done in these courtrooms. They just railroad you right through, and then once the proceedings have been explained, presuming you're talking in the same language and the person is cognizant of what you're saying.
You don't need to talk in the same language. You just need to warm a jail cell.
I don't have a good answer for you there, Mark. I'm just telling you that this judge made no effort.
I understand.
To do that.
Likely what he's feeling, and, you know, judges are human too, likely what he's feeling is that he's dealing with a unified front. So he's been dealing with these liberty activists all along. He's not looking at them as individuals. He's looking at them as a combined group of people that are out to get him. And,
well, I don't know about that, because
I think
he treats them differently.
It's the other way around, too. When I was doing some volunteer work, I happened to run into somebody who's a personal friend of Edward Burke.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told this person about the arrest shortly leaving trial for a suspended driver's license that they didn't bother to tell me about, the person said, is that Burke that did that? And I said, yeah. And this person goes, oh, yeah, he likes to do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's Burke.
So Kurt was arrested 180 days in the, as we're calling it now, the Westmoreland Spiritual Retreat.
For peace and solitude and solidarity. It's a wonderful place.
You did have a spiritual experience.
It was very enlightening.
So 180 days.
Surrounded by madmen.
That's 6 months. 6 months. In jail because he talked out of turn. I mean, essentially what happened was same thing that happened to me. I went in on the arraignment date and I talked out of turn and that pissed off the man in the robe. And then when I came back in for the trial, they knew to expect something similar out of me. They were ready to have me arrested right off the bat. Kurt lasted a little longer than I did. I went through about two words before I was arrested. Kurt went through, it was somewhat lengthier, and I guess as a result of it being lengthier, he decided to give him a lengthier prison sentence.
Now, Kurt's a little more aggressive. I think it's fair to point that out.
Oh, yes.
He's a little more argumentative. It's harder for him to stay calm while interacting with these guys because he gets upset at what they're doing.
Sure.
And, you know, it's hard for him to handle that.
So he was arrested. We've got the video up at that point. At that point, the judge left the room. I pulled out the BlackBerry and started recording. That is online at freekeen.com. You can see what happened there. But there's more to the story than that. Sam, you arrived shortly after Kurt's arrest, and then we found out that EMS workers are apparently now enforcers. We'll explain to you what they were enforcing here in a moment, because Kurt was attacked. That's why EMS was called out. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Our website, by the way, is totally free for you. You can head on over and enjoy it, including the chat room at chat.freetalklive.com. It's open 24 hours a day. Best time to find people, though, is, of course, during the live program hours at, again, chat.freetalklive.com. And We invite you to take the StartPage.com 7-Day Challenge. For 7 days, use StartPage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-Day Challenge today at StartPage.com. As we continue to bring you the story of what went down today here in Keene, New Hampshire, as one activist was sentenced to 180 days in jail, 180 days in a cage, because he dared talk back to a judge, because he dared ask questions of a judge, because he dared to say to the judge that no, he didn't understand what the judge was telling him. That's what happened today. He was arrested. Everyone else was thrown out of the courtroom, was ordered out as he was being arrested. But they decided, I kind of stood my ground on that, and they decided to allow one person to stay. His wife, Auburn, was there in the room, and obviously I thought she should be the one to stay, but she asked me to stay, and I said, well, guys, she's asking me to stay, so I stayed, and they kind of allowed that to happen at that point. So I was, oh, I'm sorry, Sam, you are, you're over there.
Okay, and this is still in the courtroom at this point.
Still in the courtroom.
Okay.
So I'm there with my BlackBerry, and this video is up at freekeen.com right now. But I'm there with the BlackBerry recording Curtis. He's on the floor. They're trying to lift him up, and then they put him in a chair, and they wheel him over. And eventually they demand that I go away, and they won't let me in this back secret room. They're going to let Auburn in, though, to the back room. So I hand her the camera so she can walk back there with the camera. Then they decide they don't want to allow her back there if she's going to have the camera, so the camera is returned to me. At that point, I'm outside the door listening in with the rest of the activists, where not too long after that, were you there for the screening, Sam?
I got there, and I arrived in and got into one of the back lobbies that's just on the other side of the door, mm-hmm. the back door to that conference room, which is the same place they dragged me into.
Right.
And proceeded to hurt me pretty bad. So I heard some of the screaming. I wasn't there in time for the fall that happened, so I'll let you tell them.
So you didn't hear when both Kurt and Auburn were screaming from inside the room?
No.
It was absolutely horrific. No one saw what was going on, but later on I talked with Auburn and asked her what she had experienced, and she was in there while her husband Kurt was handcuffed. So he's not a violent guy. Kurt is, you know, boisterous.
Yeah.
He's loud. But he's not going to lash out. He's not going to hit a police officer or anything like that. Plus, he was handcuffed. And so he was sitting down against the wall.
I think that the handcuff, Kurt's got a big mouth. There's no doubt about it.
And he's big. He's a big guy.
You know, he's not a small man, that's for sure. But he's handcuffed, and I think that that's the biggest issue.
Right. He was handcuffed and sitting down, apparently, at first, when Eli Rivera, who's the Keene police prosecutor, decided to apparently tackle him. I don't remember the exact story.
Yeah, so what I understand is that he was trying to take the handcuffs under his legs and go through them so that he could give Auburn a hug.
Right, because he wasn't going to see her for 180 days.
And then Rivera stepped in to do something, and he ended up landing on his head. Solely on his head and twisting it in a weird angle.
Yeah, there were two. My recollection is there were two hits. There was the first one, and then there was a second hit later that came from Eli Rivera.
Wow.
And it knocked him, as you said, on his neck, and it essentially incapacitated him. They had to call the EMS workers in. They brought the stretcher up, loaded him on it, and took him out. Now, getting footage of them taking him out in the stretcher was a whole other story, and this is where the story gets... this is what I learned today. What I learned today is that apparently EMS workers aren't just the helpful folks you might think they are. EMS workers are actually enforcers now of something called HIPAA. Now, we've mentioned, I think, HIPAA in the past. It's just another big piece of federal legislation.
Right. It's difficult to even explain to people. Apparently, it's all about patient privacy. But there are thousands of pages to HIPAA. It's literally a set of regulations that stands 9 inches tall.
Yes.
Nobody knows this stuff. Perhaps some lawyers somewhere know this. But nobody can possibly know what HIPAA says. So if I say to you that HIPAA says that the federal government has the right to one of your kidneys, if I decide that,
bend over.
Yeah, then what are you going to do about it? Because there's nobody there to say, oh, yep, right here, right in the HIPAA document. Not that that matters. Not that the federal government should be able to say that.
So they brought up sheriffs with them. So there was already the court bailiffs that were doing their security thing and not allowing anybody in to witness what was happening to Kurt. And they brought up sheriffs with the EMS workers who then attempted to clear out the lobby and clear out the area so nobody could record what was going on. Now, Kurt had said things from inside the room earlier to the effect of, I want you in here. He wants us. We know Kurt. He wants us to record this stuff. He wants this to be documented. And, of course, they wouldn't allow us in there, and then they wouldn't allow us anywhere near him if they could prevent us from getting near him while he was being loaded onto the stretcher and the stretcher being removed from the area. And they kept citing this HIPAA thing. Oh, well, HIPAA says you can't record patients. Well, he wants us to record him. Well, HIPAA this, HIPAA that. And so they actually at one point kidnapped us, and or at least what appeared to be kidnapping, because we didn't know there was another way out of this particular area. We were in one of the side rooms. And they were taking him out in a different room that was adjacent to it. We attempted to go out into that room, and there was a man, one of the sheriffs, standing in front of the door, physically blocking us from opening it.
Well, and before that, they told me that it was unlawful for me to be there anymore. And I'm not even in the lobby of the courthouse. This is another area.
Government offices.
Off of the lobby in, yeah, the city council offices and so forth in the hallway.
Yep.
So this whole ban on cameras and so forth, it's not based in law. It's just whatever
arbitrary.
They need to cover up, you know, what they've done.
Right, because we've had cameras there before. We've been in that very same hallway. It's the same hallway where we had a confrontation with one of the city councilors.
Damn slack, yeah.
So it's they just really what's happening here is people are, you know, they're imbued with power, whether they're through elected or just hired on or appointed or whatever.
Yeah, they got a badge and gun.
At that point, they begin to make up rules.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the kind of government that we have. And
that's
do not fool yourself for a moment. That's what goes on in your town, too.
They did not want anybody seeing the faces of the people who came out of that room. They were just simply protecting whoever was in there and whatever they were doing.
Right. They weren't protecting Kurt because he wanted us there.
Yeah.
So then they pull it. And by the way, there's footage of us confronting the sheriffs in the court lobby about this particular issue. That's also at freekeen.com right now. Then we go downstairs because they trapped us in that room. We found another exit out. We go downstairs and outside, found the ambulance. Now, of course, they're going to have to take him from the building to the ambulance. So now we're out in public. We're not even in the government's public area, you know, in their offices. We're outdoors now, out in front of the city building in downtown Keene, New Hampshire. And it continues. The camera crackdown continues. One of the EMS thugs, I didn't think I'd ever call an EMS worker a thug, because I always thought EMS workers are people that were out trying to help people. This guy was focused more on camera enforcement than he was on taking care of his patient. The man stole my BlackBerry out of my hands. And I've got the footage of it. It's Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid
liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
You can ring up what you want. Dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SIGL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those, including our Facebook profile. Just head over to facebook.freetalklive.com, and you can become a fan there, as it is called. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com.
Audiblepodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. If you've been thinking about getting a new book, you can try that page, and it's likely there. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get it free.
All right, so we're going to get to your phone calls here shortly. Just want to wrap up the story of the events here today in Keene, New Hampshire, as one activist was arrested and jailed for 180 days on a contempt of court charge. Just one contempt of court charge. So I'm not sure what the rules are with contempt of court. It's my understanding that it's essentially a power the judge has. He doesn't have to hold a trial for you. He can just bing. You've got contempt of court, and then he can make up a number between 1 and 180, and he can put you in a cage for that amount of days. Now, what I'm not clear on is whether or not he can say, bing, bing, two contempt of court charges, two times 180. I'm not sure if it's you can only have 180 days at any given time for contempt of court, or if he can just hit you with as many contempt of court charges at as many days as he wants. Probably the latter, because I've heard of people staying in jail for years for contempt of court.
And probably he could just bring you in and say, okay, and you, like, pretend to have some sort of proceeding again to see if he'll kiss his butt, and if you don't, he'll give you another contempt of court. So he can, maybe he can't do them all in one sitting, but he could probably do them, continue it on.
So we'll get right back to Kurt's story, but later on we found out the EMS workers are also now enforcers, and according to Alex, who is an EMS worker, he says that the HIPAA regulations have allowed half of the EMS workers to use them as an excuse for their power hunger, and the other half are afraid of the HIPAA laws, so they're acting out of fear. So you still have the good EMS workers who are frightened to death, and then the other ones who are now using it to become police.
Yeah. Now, I was filming this EMS worker that took the phone out of your hand.
The thug who walked up to me, wrenched the phone from my hand. He didn't just take it. It hurt a little bit when the way he grabbed my hand and the phone, snagged the phone, walked away, and apparently passed it off to one of his buddies. Then they both got in the ambulance and disappeared with my phone.
Yeah. Well, before that happened, I catch him out on the street putting a bag or something in the ambulance, and as he's coming back, he's telling me, you can't film me. There's HIPAA regulations that prohibit that. And
You'll get a penalty,
those,
what he said.
Well, HIPAA something regulations like protect patient records and release of information about patients. There was nobody even outside. He was there by himself, and I was filming from public property. He had no right to tell me that.
Absolutely. He just decided to use that as an excuse.
Yeah, and in the upstairs, when they tried to kick us out and tell us that we couldn't film, they just extended the court lobby ban to the adjacent hallways now. So they just make this S up as they go along.
All right, so let's go, because Kurt is still, and it's my understanding he was still in the hospital last I heard a few hours ago. Auburn is with us, and she is Kurt's wife, Auburn in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. This is Auburn.
Hey, Auburn.
I just wanted to call in and see. I haven't been able to listen to what you've already discussed tonight, but
we basically run through our experience. But our experience compared to yours was limited because you were actually in the secret chamber with Kurt as
right.
the assault, the attack on him occurred, and you
right.
were there for that. Can you – I don't want to bring you to, you know, a place that will feel uncomfortable for you. So if
yeah.
you feel comfortable enough to talk about this, would you mind explaining for our audience exactly what you experienced in there?
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'm still a bit frazzled by the whole event. It was very scary, but I didn't want to go in there to begin with. I was very upset and very nervous to start out with, they were letting me in, and they wouldn't let you in with the camera, so and they wouldn't let me in with your camera, so I was in there alone without any witnesses, no camera, with Kurt, we talked a little bit. He wanted to hug me. He asked Lance if he could undo the handcuffs so that he could just hug his wife, and Lance said no, he couldn't do that. And so he said I just really want to hug you, and so he proceeded to put his arms, his legs through his arms so that he could get his arms in front of him.
And he was seated at this time.
And he was seated against the wall at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Right, trying to get his arms in front of him.
On the floor or in a chair?
Yeah, on the floor.
On the floor, against
okay.
the wall. And Lance called Rivera back into the room, and Rivera came in and just immediately started. There was a struggle, and he started kind of tackling him. And I moved out of the way, and I'm thinking I should open the door and try to see if somebody could come in with a camera to witness this, because I didn't know what was happening, and I just wanted to get away from him, and I turned around, and Kurt was up on the other side of the wall, and Rivera was behind him, and there was a lot of commotion going on and yelling. And
was Kurt on his feet by that point? Had he been pulled to his feet?
He was on his feet at that point, and then I saw Kurt falling over some chairs and landed on his head.
And
that's when I screamed.
Now, was it Rivera that had caused him to, the police sergeant? Was it he who had caused him to fall over those chairs?
Well, yeah, he was right behind him, and whether he was pushing him or what, he was trying to get a hold of him, I believe. And then that's when Kurt...
Because he hadn't been shackled. Had his feet been shackled at that point?
No, his feet were not shackled
okay.
at that point.
So then there would be no reason for Kurt to just fall over the chairs, because he could still have his footing. He could
right.
still have total control
he still
over
could
his
have
balance.
His footing.
So he would have had to have been shoved.
And Rivera was right behind him, and then it was like, he has was going through the air and landing on his head.
Gosh.
Is what I witnessed. And that's when I screamed and ran out of the room.
It was horrible.
And I said I needed help, and it was horrible. And I said, you know, somebody please call an ambulance.
How did it go from Kurt being on the floor to standing up? Did you catch that part?
It happened very fast. I didn't, and I was too close, and I wanted to get out of the way, and I also wanted to get a camera in there, so I was attempting to go to the door. And then just, you know, by that point I had turned around, and it was already, you know, Kurt was standing, Rivera was behind him, and Kurt was flying through the air and landed on his head. So it happened all very quickly.
Is Kurt, what's the latest? I mean, we'd heard that there were x-rays being done at the hospital.
Yeah, they never did let me back to see him, and they never let the pastor back to see him either. But finally they did come out and call me back to tell me that he had been escorted out the back by the police and he was fine. His test turned out okay. So they say, and they hadn't given him anything for pain or anything. I'm assuming that he, probably denied pain medication because he probably did not want them giving him a shot of anything.
So they've now taken him out to the county jail here in Cheshire County, and he will be there presumably for 180 days, which the trial hasn't even happened yet. So who knows what's going to happen, with that. Where are you at with all this, Auburn? Are people helping you out? I mean, there are certainly a number of activists around here, and I imagine they're stepping up. Has that happened yet?
Yes. I'm sitting here at a restaurant with four friends and activists, and we went out to the jail, and of course they didn't let us in, and we just said we were there to support Kurt, and we didn't see any other activists out there, but we're going to be making signs and going out there.
How much more difficult would this be if you had, I mean, you guys are from Michigan, as I understand it. If you'd been in Michigan and something like this had occurred, how difficult would this be for you?
Oh, yeah, it would definitely be very difficult. I would have my family there, but I wouldn't have the supporters that understand that the system is corrupt and know, you know, that we're trying to do a good thing.
I consider you guys my chosen family, personally, and I'm glad you're here, Auburn. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate your story, and please enjoy your evening at least as much as you can with your friends there. Thank you. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and they are all completely free for you. So if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because really, it's pretty urgent, this whole freedom thing. Really need to get it done. We need to move ahead and get to freedom as soon as possible, because things just keep getting worse out there. Now they've got EMS workers acting as enforcing agents over people that have video cameras in their vicinity. It's crazy what's happening. So come on over to amp.freetalklive.com and help us get this show out into more ears. In fact, the reason I was late for Kurt's trial today, actually, Kurt was a few minutes late, so I didn't feel too bad about it. But the reason I was late is I was getting ready to leave, and I got a phone call out of the blue from a brand new radio station. So it's nice when that happens.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say where the station is at this point, because we don't have anything signed on the line yet. But thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifiers for making it possible to get this show out there. So become an amp over at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. If you're interested in buying this very rare set, you already know who Lysander Spooner is and how influential he was in the Liberty Movement. Anarchist, philosopher, abolitionist, entrepreneur, and mailman. You can purchase his 2,800-page, 6-volume set bound in library-quality hardcover delivered to your door for $335. Just go to spooner.freetalklive.com. That's spooner.freetalklive.com. When you click on the buy thing there, you'll get a link to an email address, and you can correspond with the guy, and he'll sell it to you for $335 delivered.
All right, so we are going to continue here, take your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the Amp line in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hi, guys. Hey. Actually, Lysander Spooner was my wake-up call back in the 70s.
Oh, excellent.
Fantastic writer and a fantastic man.
So what did you want to share tonight?
Well, I want to act like a racist again.
Oh, that's so gross.
Well, you know what? We have some serious race issues in this planet, and it doesn't do any good to sweep them under the rug and hide them and to pretend that they don't exist. So it's my job tonight to to bring out some observations that I've made as a Yankee living in the South. Now, obviously, there's a lot of racial issues in the South, not that there's not race issues elsewhere, but it seems like in the South it's a bit worse. And I'm going to lay some of the blame on the blacks. So this is going to make me really unpopular.
Yeah, I'm already not liking this because you're putting people into groups and there are lots of people that are black.
But there are people that are in groups.
It's not fair to lay blame on anybody who's black versus anybody who's white versus anybody who's who's Asian because people are different. But go ahead, Gene.
Paint with
the same brush. Go right ahead.
when I group people into groups, it's on the average. It's not that there aren't exceptions, because there are always exceptions to every group. However, you can't deny that groups do exist. And as groups, they need to realize how being in a group affects their behavior.
Wait a second, Gene. Before you go on here, you have called in and berated on a regular basis when we have made in the past sweeping statements about Christians, statements which I believe that on the whole have been largely true in my experience of dealing with Christians, which is, you know, small-minded, don't want to listen to logic, don't care about historical facts, don't care, you know, all these things that we have, all these generalizations that we've talked about on the air. You didn't like them when they were pointed at Christians. However, it's okay to do it to people that are black?
Well, and I'd like to have to point out, though, that the Christians chose to be Christian. You didn't choose to be black.
Well, and again, I point out when you make generalizations about Christians that there are exceptions. Now, I always make it a point to point out that when I'm talking about any group of people, whether it's the Chinese or whether it's the blacks or whether it's the whites, there are always exceptions to the rule.
These are not exceptions to rules, Gene. These are people with different perspectives. These are people who may hold some of the same beliefs, but to group them based on color, I think, is pretty inappropriate.
And what rule are you talking about? Is this the rule of Gene's observations or something more scientific? Because it seems to me it's just an observation on your part.
My observations are valid. You know, I have every person makes observations.
They're as valid as anybody else's observations, so go right ahead.
That's right. They're as valid as yours. Now, you can't deny that a lot of black people like to drive around in cars with gigantic wheels on. Okay, now that's a generalization.
A small minority do, yes.
Okay, look, I'm just throwing that out as an example. I have nothing to say about blacks and their giant wheels. If they want to drive around with giant wheels, it doesn't bother me.
Those are certainly the ones that you notice, Gene, but there are millions of black people who drive around with stock rims on their car.
That is true. Now, are you going to let me make a point?
Make it right ahead. Go ahead.
About every single word that I say. Now, I'm trying to make an observation about blacks in the South, and you guys aren't letting me make it.
I'm not hearing Gene, I'm not hearing an observation. I'm hearing generalization after generalization, and I'm sorry, I don't agree with them.
Well,
but make your point.
They're not generalizations.
When you say we all know that blacks like to drive around with big rims on their car, that's not a generalization?
Well, I didn't say all blacks.
No, you said a lot of them.
A lot of them. And in fact, it's maybe a part of 1%.
If you do the demographics on who buys those big wheels, you're going to find out for yourself. But I'm not here to talk about big wheels.
Gene, I see a lot of white kids wearing really stupid clothes, too, and I've seen them with the big wheels as well.
We all know those stupid white kids wear big clothes.
What's the point?
Now, look, here's some of the issues that black people have to address.
Now, are you talking about young black males? Because it seems to me that blacks...
In general.
Okay, so you're telling me that... Gene, are you telling me that black men over the age of 45 are driving around with the big rims?
How about we talk about something else? Because it's obvious you guys aren't going to let me have a word
in it. Go ahead,
Gene. Gene, we can't get past your stereotyping.
You're inaccurate. What you're saying is... What you're saying is inaccurate right on its face, and we're correcting you. But I'll tell you what, I'll give you 30 seconds to just go, and we won't interrupt you. All right, we're going to start it now. Go right ahead, Gene.
Okay, now here's some of the observations I've made after living in the South for over 5 years, being an employer in the South, having to find people to work for you in the South. Now, first of all, people in the South are slow. They don't work very hard. And if you check people, and that's not just blacks, that's whites too. People in the South have a laid-back attitude, and they don't work very hard. They don't work as hard. There's always exceptions. There's always hard-working people. But the black people in the South work the slowest. And I'm sorry if you disagree with that. You come down here and live in the South with me. And it's hard to find. It's hard to find a black person that will actually work 8 hours a day, work hard all day. And if I could find such a person, I will put them to work all day long.
Gene, how long have you worked in the North?
I'm telling you that it's hard to find anybody in the South that will actually work.
Let me tell you something, Gene.
Mississippi.
I don't have Julia here tonight. She's not on the show tonight, but she hires people for her restaurant job. And here in New Hampshire, it's like 97% white, so the crew at the restaurant is white. And she's got a tough time finding good workers, too. It's hard to find good help out there.
Gene, I have a hard time finding good help, white or black. But I'm telling you,
what is it you want these black people to do?
What is it you're hiring them
for? I'm comparing the way the black today.
I'm asking you, what is it you're hiring these people to do? Because you can hire black people to come in that are qualified to come into a management position, and they're probably not going to be lazy and shiftless and not want to work a full 8 hour day. There are a lot of very hardworking people out there, regardless of their color. But you can also go, to some of the poor people who don't have a work ethic, who just want to get their next six pack of beer, and they're probably not the hardest workers out there.
Okay, well, I've hired them for everything from lawn and garden to construction.
So now we're talking manual labor jobs. And I've run into the same thing in Texas.
And also for office work. So I've hired them. I've hired people for all different things. Now, the point I'm making is I'm trying to compare with the way black society lived in the 60s versus the way they do today.
What is black society? What are you talking about? I mean, the whole idea, Gene, that you can just lump all black people together and say, you have your own society and culture, is absolutely as ludicrous as lumping all white people together and saying, you're all of the same society and culture. It's nonsense. There are so many subcultures, so many different breakdowns. Thank you for the call. I don't want to hear any more of it. Hour number two is on the way, 800-259-9231. I hope some black folk are listening and will call and respond to this guy. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.